Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We reveal our woman of the year. Landon Barker talks breakup with Charli D'Amelio, plus Britney and Enhypen updates. We get ready with Madison Beer, break down Usher's many achievements, and run down the TikTok Billboard Top 50. It's Thirsty Thursday. I'm Tetris Kelly for Billboard News, and it's February 8th. Before you get yourself hydrated, we've got some major news, starting with a Billboard Women in Music announcement. Your Woman of the Year is here. Plus, we have a ton of performers set to hit the stage. Karol G is 2024's Woman of the Year. She'll be honored on March 6th alongside other amazing women like Icon of the Year Kylie Minogue and hitmaker Ice Spice. Plus, we have a ton of performances from Karol G and your other honorees, Charli XCX and New Jeans. I'm super shy, but wait a minute while I make you mine, make you mine. Tim's, Luisa Sonza, and Young Miko. I got shooting stars on my teeth, Nikes on my feet, make my cipher complete. Maren Morris and Victoria Monet. I put that on my mama. It's all going down at the YouTube Theater here in LA on March 6th. Tickets are still available, or you can catch it the next day at BillboardWomenInMusic.com. There's so much to talk about, so let's jump into some stories. Landon Barker is single and he let us know. Britney Spears and Ben Affleck lock lips, and Enhypen is back. Here's three quick stories you should know today. Landon Barker and Charli D'Amelio call it quits. He posted on IG, "I would like to let you guys know that Charli and I are no longer together. We broke up to focus on ourselves." He teased the news to me last week at Spotify.
I'm releasing a new single in like the next 2 months.
Okay, what can we tease about it? What's the name of the song?
It's called Over You.
Oh, okay, okay. Is that hinting at some real life stuff there?
You never know, you have to wait and see.
Wish them the best, but now I'm thirsty for this song. And my girl Britney shocked users when she admitted she made out with Jennifer Lopez's husband in the 90s, posting this throwback on Instagram saying, "Did I fail to mention I made out with Ben that night? Honestly forgot. Damn, that's crazy." What's even crazier are fans saying this is when she was dating JT and Justin wrote J-Lo's new song, The Drama. And in some exciting news, I get to see my friends Enhypen again. They just announced a string of shows in Korea and a trip back to the US for Anaheim, Chicago, New York, and more, kicking off February 24th. And it's Jungwon's birthday. Happy B-Day, King. Can't wait to see you guys soon. The Grammys may have been on Sunday, and I still may not be fully recovered, but let's look at how Madison Beer turned out that show-stopping red carpet look.
Hello, Billboard. It's Madison Beer. The Grammys are about to start, so come in with me and get ready. I definitely did not set my expectations high because I shouldn't feel a moment of disappointment today. This is like an amazing achievement that I'm even going, let alone nominated. It's ridiculous.
Grammy nominated Madison Beer. Oh my God! Oh my God!
I was nominated for Best Immersive Album, which is a really cool category because it's sort of like the way you mix the music and it's this really immersive sound and experience. And I wanted people to feel like they were sort of being like transported away. I wanted you to be able to listen to the whole album and feel, yeah, I don't know, like maybe you were being taken somewhere else. So yeah, it was obviously an honor to be nominated for that. I'm honestly the worst when it comes to preparation for things. Like I didn't shave my legs last night because I was like, yes, I'm wearing a long dress, I don't have to. Things like that, I just like don't, I don't wanna say care enough because that sounds wrong. I do care, but I don't care enough at the same time. And I'm not really good at these types of things. I feel a lot of imposter syndrome when I'm like amongst these people and I'm at these places. I just, I don't know. I still feel like What am I doing here? The dress I'm wearing today is custom Marmar Helene, and I'm very excited. I think we had probably 4 or 5 contenders, and then I saw this dress and I was like, I think that's it. And I just felt like a princess in it. And that was my whole thing. I was like, I want to feel like an extravagant princess at the Grammys. Chris and I have been arguing about this because you cannot see my feet. So I'm like, I'm not wearing some uncomfortable, crazy shoe.
They're not uncomfortable. Look at beautiful options.
It's just, they're unnecessarily high. For who? To put me through agony? For what? I don't get it. Like, there's just no reason, thank you. So we're probably gonna have a discussion about that. Stuart Weitzman did give us a beautiful pair of high heels, but they're like too high.
For the full video, head to billboard.com. It's chart time. While Megan Thee Stallion slithered her way to number 1 on the Hot 100, let's see who's on top of the TikTok Billboard Top 50. Flo Milli continues her reign while a batch of new bobs break into the top 10. He's beating the right, fall his hand on my. He's touching a Millie O'Coochie, doing good. I'm Gucci. Flo Milli spends her 4th week at number 1 on the TikTok Billboard Top 50 for the chart posting February 8th. I said, better late than never, better late than never. Rich Amari's One Call jumps from 17 to 2, even more impressive because the track doesn't have a specific trend giving it a boost. Kat Janice's Dance You Out of My Head debuts at number 5. Many users gravitated to her personal story as a mother with cancer in hospice. She dedicated her final song to her 7-year-old son. Another pair of top 10 debuts include Benson Boone's Beautiful Things at number 6 and Boss Man D-Lo's Get In With Me at number 10. Every Thursday, Billboard will bring you the verified list of the hottest songs on TikTok by monitoring music discovery and engagement on the platform in the United States. To find the TikTok Billboard Top 50 each week, users can simply go to any sound detail page and tap the top right button to access the charts page. Before I let you go, everyone is so excited for the Super Bowl halftime show. What songs can we expect from Usher? Well, he's got a lot to choose from.
Nobody doesn't like Usher. Throughout his 30-year career, Usher has danced his way onto the big stage at the Super Bowl halftime show. But it's his chart success that really showcases his amazing career. This is Billboard Explains, Usher's lasting mark on the charts. Usher knows his way around the Hot 100. In fact, he has 9 number one hits on the chart, tied with Elton John and Paul McCartney for the 4th most among solo male artists, behind Drake, Michael Jackson, and Stevie Wonder. He has 18 top 10 hits, and his 2004 smash, Yeah, featuring Lil Jon and Ludacris, topped the Hot 100 for 12 weeks and was named the Hot 100's 2nd biggest hit of the decade. Usher replaced himself at number 1 on the Hot 100 twice in 2004. Yeah gave way to Burn in May, while Burn later moved aside for Confessions Part 2 in July. Also in 2004, Usher set a record of 28 weeks at number 1 that year, which would last for 14 years until Drake took the record in 2018. He has 4 number 1 albums on the Billboard 200, including Confessions, which sold over 1 million copies in its first week. And he's had the 3rd most weeks at number 1 by any artist on the Hot R&B and Hip Hop Songs chart, and the 2nd most number 1 hits on the R&B Hip Hop Airplay chart. We can't wait to watch Usher sing his Billboard hits at this year's Super Bowl.
That's it for today. Come back tomorrow for your Friday music guide and our interview with Arthur Hanlon. I'm Tetris Kelly, and this is Billboard News.